Today I'll be focusing on the locha aspect, and today is on the omid. Now, the way I would want to say al the ikur, you can be kitzur, the sugyas, focus on Torah, beisheshu, the shkonar, the paiskim, count to the vomitaz, mishnah bruah. It's advisable that every person should get at least one liquid safer that to bring the mishnah bruah down to the local amaito. People like using arba shabbos, but any safe is good, whether it's a small bonnet, or a riviyat, or a sunny, whatever it is, very advisable to take one safer to bring it down back to the local maestro. Now, people don't kachim, because kachim is something that doesn't serve you in the gaya. Maestro Shabbos in the gaya right now, happens 137 days. It's something a person has to learn. The only way to be coin it is that you learn it, and then you have to do chazara upon it. That means even though Mitzad HaKapur, we don't make a seder chazara, every person by himself has to make a seder, and so on, and his man, not to be acquire Shabbos, you have to attend upon Shabbos to do chazara upon it. Rav Rubin, one of the top of the Urf Shabbos, he told me, Shabbos is not like other things like Isser Heter, you learn, come back to do it later, do it again, chazara, Nidra, maybe do chazara and Shabbos. Shabbos is something you do constantly, chazara, constantly, you walk around with the Mishibur every day. It's something you have to always be oisik in and learn over and over, and it comes up constantly. That's the only way to acquire Shabbos. Last week, we were embracious. First, I thought in of Kriyas Olam, Shes Yomim. That's what came Shabbos, Yom Shabbos, Yom Menucha. When we come to the Torah, we got to say, the Dibbles, the Tatsu, the Zothar, the Tatsu, the Anoshi, the Yilapha, the Yishisha, the Yom Kodesh Baruch Hu, the fourth of the Shes, the Dibbles, the Zothar, the Yom Shabbos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is Shigam, the Shabbos, the Shes, Yom Tavrik. Why over there by the Shes, the Dibbles, to start over this Indian of Shabbos? I come and teach you that Shabbos is the source of Amuno. It's the root, it's the source of Amuno, the Kosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who's Mechadish the Oyon. He's the Adon HaKol. That we are his bodily servants. We're Mechuyif to his Ratzon. Whether it's the Guf, whether it's the Neshama, whether it's that moment. Everything is from the Kosh Baruch Hu, and we have to do his Ratzon. The Torah very clearly warns you 12 different times in the Torah, the Inyan of Shabbos. 12 different times, the Chiyuv of the Shema Shabbos. As Chazal says, Kol Hashem Shabbos, Yilu Mekayim Kol HaTorah, anyone who's Shem Shabbos, as if he kept Kol HaTorah. It's like that, anyone who's not the way is Mechal Shabbos, Yilu is Kishu of Kol HaTorah Kula. And what's the reason? Because that's the Shorish of the Amunah. Chazal brings down the Shabbos is Shogol Kinek Kol HaMitzvahs, gets all Tarek Mitzvahs, and we see from the Indian of the Koyma, Issa, how stark the Issa of Shabbos is, and how much we're responsible to be Shem Shabbos. The Torah gives you Oinkshim, there's Nasei, there's Alas, there's Kabonis, there could be Koris, Misa de Shemaim, then there's Misa Bnei Odom. The highest Misa, the person you get, is Kila. Shabbos is the highest punishment, the highest Isser, the person can get, is Kila. As Chazal pointed out, that someone's a Mummer, but of an effort, a Maestro, he's a Mummer, but he's not a lot of a Mummer, he's not as a Yid, who doesn't keep one thing. Someone's a Mummer, and Shabbos, as if he's a moment of a Zoro, he's a Kaifer, and he does not have dinner of a Yid. That's how stark you see the Inn of Shabbos. What I'm reading right now from is how the Chod Chaim starts off like Domus and Mishavur Chel Gimel. What I said until now, Chod Chaim in Aleph, Beis, Dal Hei Vav, he has one of the seven Domo. In Chel Gimel, he's most of Domo. A special of Domo is like Shabbos. The Shabbos is the Shurish of Amuno. And how much a person has to be very careful and be very worried about the Inn of Shabbos, what it represents, what it stands, that this is our root, our in of the concept of Shoresh of Amunah. And he goes on saying the only way a person can be Shoresh Shabbos is by learning halachas very practically, learning it from the sugya down, understanding it, having the bone to it, and applying it. He brings down, he's moishav over there, the person who is Shoresh Shabbos is moishav, I call it a moishav, even the person like Dar Enosh, we moishav. And therefore he says, Yaakov, the helpless of Shabbos. He brings down words, the famous words from Yarastrash, the goes in Eichet. Ki e esha klaut of the trius, not from the Issa Shabbos, it's not possible, based on fact, to be shown the Shabbos, and mo yulmod baladinim avur peitim eitim. Not possible to be shown the Shabbos unless you learn the Lopez. Stop learning the Lopez. Well, I'm standing well. I've learned Shabbos before, and you always hear people saying, that's really the Lopez. Wow, I'm shocked if it was a Kumra, if it was an Indian, if it was a concept. No, these are Lopez. The thing that if you're amazed, you get the biggest punishment of schema. And you show your maestro, you can be able to call up an ISO. So So without a gomel, the person, the concept of Shabbos is shoresh lamun on how stuck it is in the Torah, or skins what happened in the Torah of Dibros. It's something that a person has to not just learn, has to hurry but work on, study, try to acquire, make a tune upon it. Again, also very important to make a set of chazor for yourself. The Makar for the Melotis, a betim from the Mishkan, the Mordach Memtes, says that we learn out one from another, whatever they did in the Mishkan, we cannot do on Shabbos. And the Mishkan of Ayin will bring down the Lamites, the 39 Melotis, Lamites, Melotis. And basically there are four different groups of the Melotis, four different categories. The first group is in what the command of Ayin Dal called Shidur, the Pasnok, that's the order of making bread. It starts off from how to make bread. You first have to seed and plow and cut, preserve, sorry, place it, goes all the way down to a field until you bake. That's the first group, the first 11 Melotis. The second group, the next 13 melachos, is chemer, is the wool that you used to put on the rias on the mishkan, and therefore you have to first bring noises, you have to shear it, malabing, clean it, all the way down to the chasik, cut it to the shatzayis. I'm sorry, all the way down to place and korea, to sewing it, making it together. The third group is the next seventh group, is the tree of the deer that the rias on top, and to have the rias, they have to first capture the animal, the sword, the shchito, all the way down to the chasik, cut out the rias. That's the third group. And the fourth group, the last eight melachos, in the inner building of the building, they made a mishkan, or in a tzayser of makah patshon etzor, kivah v'adlocha, tzayser of moshe, those all nestle together of building. Those are four different groups of the lamites and lachas. What we're starting off over here is perek avoyno, is in the building, which b'etzem is the last group. And tzayser really points out why in the world are we starting off with binyan, so in the other lachas, different groups among either the rishonim of his career or the tzayser of morale. But finally, we're starting off with the concept of building. Mishus Atov, Aboyne Kam Yivne Ve'echayiv, how much the person has to be Boyne, that's one of the Lamites, Melotis, they be Chayiv for it. Mishus says, Aboyne calls you, someone who builds a little bit. Kamu Taishas right away, and he says, based upon the Gemara says, where in the world do we have Binyan, that we do Binyan, but where is the Binyan the Mishkan? Because Gemara's Mashkan is, but we're not from the Mishkan, because when they had the hole in the costume, the worm came, and you have to pour some lead inside. Therefore, the case of Binyan Kolshu in the Mishkan, and therefore you'll be chayiv for it on Shabbos. In fact, Taisus, why in the world over here, simply by Boina and not Kof Gimel, by Chayrish, it says the word of Kolshu, and come along the Gemara and have to find out where exactly in the Mishkan is this ending of Binyan. Taisus says we have to learn out from the Mishkan, the Gemara says you have to learn from the Mishkan. In fact, Taisus, why exactly over here you have to learn out the ending of Shir from the Mishkan? Taisus ends up, why, because Etan Binyan Kolshu, who you might think is not Kolshu. Therefore, you have to stumble upon the Mishkan and learn out from the Mishkan what they did, where the culture was over there. And therefore, once you've seen the Mishkan, therefore, in the culture, you'll be high for it. I can't taste this. Now, just understand what that means. First, a Shiloh. What's Pshan taste this? Taste this, and again, you have to learn out from the Mishkan. Does it mean that if it's in the Mishkan, that has to be the Shir? Or no, the Shir is up to the performance, but in the Mishkan you can learn out the Shir. Is that you have to learn out the Shir, or you can learn out the Shir? Because, for example, we know when you write in Shabbos, when you write two Oishis in Shabbos, you hide it. Two Oishis, that's the Malacha of Kaisis. One Oish is not the Malacha. What is the reason why one Oish is not the Malacha? Let's say in the Mishkan they wrote one Oish in the carriage. Let's say they wrote one Oish. Will it be that they'll have to be learn out the Shir for this, and they wrote one Oish? No, but they did write one ice in the Mishkan. They did. Except if you want the Chumash to learn out, if you want the Chumash not to learn out, the Chumash has to learn out Shurim. The basic question is, where in the world do we get Shurim from? Is Shurim something that's up to the Chachamim? Just the Malachas we learn out from the Mishkan? Or no, is the Shurim is up to us to the Shurim? Or no, the Shurim we have to learn out from the Mishkan? So there's a Ramon Shuvah, he writes, even if there was one ice written on the Kerish, so what? The Shurim I'll give it over to the Chachamim, and there's no reason that there will have to be a Chayitim on Shabbos. It could be one Ois was written on the carriage. And the Rambam says it was one Ois written on the carriage, but still the Chachamim decided the Shurim. That's the Ramah. That Mezer and Shuvah, he jumps to the Mount of the Vatanai. If one Ois is written in the Mishkan, then the Vatanai that has to be what a person is Mepuri for on Shabbos, and then the Vatanai will be Chayitim on Shabbos. Now whatever was in the Mishkan, you have to learn out. That means when patience by all says you learn out from the Mishkan, does that mean you have to learn out from the Mishkan, or you can learn out from the Mishkan? It's best in the Makhlaq Yisrael. There's the Negri Tal, but Ramah says you can learn out from the Mishkan, you don't have to, the Shir Muslims will love it. And Negri Tal says no, if one place was written in the Mishkan, then you have to learn out from the Mishkan. And the ikkah, the reader shenmo here slowly seems to be a machlokes. The ritual by us starts off that Abada, Yeshur, Moslem, Chachamim, the Shurim were given over the Chachamim. So why in the world, the Gemara is saying, where is it in the Mishkan? That the ritual is Tzrichul, Mishmachiru, Amash, Mishkan, that we need a Mahmachim to be Sendech upon, because Betim, Binikol, Shur, is not his opinion, to be Sendech upon the Mishkan. If we want us Chachamim to learn out from the Mishkan, that's Mamas, Gemara, Mon, Shurim, that's up to totally the Chachamim. Sada Sheni, the Ram says, the Sheet Luran, the Rebu Munil, they also ask Kashi, why the Gemara learning out from the Mishkan? And they end off, Kamash Mol and Chiyuvit, the connector of the Taimim, Havei, the Mishkan, Melech Makshavati. We learn after the Mishkan that this is the Melech Makshavati. This is the concept. Not that we're being Samech upon the Mishkan. We're learning out from the Mishkan, this is the Melech Makshavati. Like every Tal, if it's in the Mishkan, then it has to be the Shir. So it comes out, what are we learning after the Mishkan? The Mishkan saying is we want to learn after the Mishkan this year, for the rest of the Muslims coming, like them all. And she's the rabbi saying, no, it's in the Mishkan, that's the Lach Makshavit, and the Shir we learn after the Mishkan. But it comes out with what both of them are saying, that if it's not in the Mishkan, you can still be Machai for it. But we're not learning after the Mishkan what the Shir is, learning after in the Mishkan, either you want to be Shlemich upon it, or if it's in the Mishkan, you have to be Shlemich upon it. That's my point. That way there seems to be a third sheet among the Rishonim. Rashi in the Vayndal, Rashi discusses why by two Oishas Shechayev and one Oishas Potter. Does Rashi know why he Potter? The Mishkan is only going to Oishas on the cross. So Rashi not only looking at the Chiyah for the Mishkan, he's looking at the Torah from the Mishkan. Whatever is in the Mishkan is the Shir, whatever is not in the Mishkan is not the Shir. And this Rashi is brought down by Meir Tzfatzot from years ago. The Shuvah is discussing it in the Bayi Kesevah's Karka by tattoos. He says, if you write one Oishas Shechayev for Kesevah's Karka, he says, yeah. I by Shabbos, you only need the Chayev, that's me right too. Yeah, because in the Mishkan, the only wrote one. And it's true, also went after the Mishkan, but Etzim Kleis, there's even one. And Chaim can be asking about second that Tzav, and second that too, as he brings down the Shrashi, Mil Tzok, and he goes, it's Mahalach. So it comes out, the Machloik is, according to the Machloik's Betzim, we show them Shevin al Sigil. What, why do we have to learn after the Mishkan? Rashi sounds like all the Lachas we have to learn after the Mishkan. The Shir, where the Ptur, where the Chir? The Rana is saying, Shita Rana is saying, we learn after the Chir for the Mishkan. And the rich was saying, well, you have nothing for the Mishkan. Who wants to be Samech upon the Mishkan? That's the first Shana al Sugya, three different ways among the Rishonim, among the Rishonim before the Pesukim.
If we have to look up
the Shir
of the Mishkan, why
are
we
going
to
be
Shir
by Ksibu?
What?
No, the Shir by Ksibu. By Ksibu, we do. We have two. Everything has to be in the Mishkan, Rashi says. Every Shir has to be in the Mishkan. Has to be there. The Torah, the Torah and the Chir.
But
it could be that what Chayesiv that they wrote two, they on the carriage, not one. That's my point. What they did on the carriage, the Amorites, they wrote one. And before it cannot go this mile. The Rashi says no, they wrote two on the carriage. My point is what they did in the carriage. The Rashi says they only wrote two oases on the carriage. You will have to, they need two stitches. Well, we'll get to each halacha, the Taitan Moa says also. Only by Baina and Chayush is kosher. All things you do, you have to share. Now, this could be an afkamino, la halacha, is what's the halacha of the Chachi Shir? Let's say a person, again, Oishi has two Oishi, and he has one Shabbos. What happens if you write one Oishi? So there's a Rashbam of Babash and Dachun Hey, the Rashbam over there discussing case by Saul, you have to take out a Groigris by Saul. Let's say you do less than a Groigris. He says, the reason why your potter, because not melech makshavis, because the greigris is a melech makshavis, and less than the greigris, less than the shir is not melech makshavis. And therefore come out that even though in Kol Tzai Kula Mahoish of Yerko is sloppy, the chachi is also not her or not, we pass in the chachi is also not her like a Yerko. However, specifically by Shabbos come along the Rashbam and says, no, by Shabbos, at least by Tzor, you will not be chayiv, because even though chachi will always chayiv, but here's the problem, the specific din by Shabbos is melech makshavis. Unless the Shia is not Malach Makshevis. That's Rashbam. Tana Sheni, Rashi, and the Rishon of Ein Dalet, they write very clearly, by case of Boyer and Bishul, they say, Chachi Shia by Boyer and Bishul, Maite Chayiv. He says, why? It's like, Kol Tzai Kulo. Chachi Shia is also Minatoyo. So Mahlok is Rashi, and the Rishon of Rashbam. Had a Paskin. Now the Maiden of Tumor writes that Rashi says, Rashi offered, we Paskin, the Irkalak with the Rashbam, the Chachi Shia is being Mutim Minatoyo by Shabbat, Mashi Gain Shari Shurim. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'alot, the Yishim, and the Bring Down, listen, Yishan Fakir, that Rashi is the Ikir Shito, and the Rashbam is the word that Rashi offered, and the Ikir Shito, Chachi is also the Tayyar Yishim, my Shabbat. If you look at the names, I just said, oh, look what each one's the Shito, sorry. Because if you understand, Uchud Machlok Yeshik Leram says you have to not achieve when there's going to Masaki Nachab Dor. Not achieve. Why? Because it says the Melech Machshavet. That means the Shit Leram is saying that Melech Machshavet you have to have the Mishkan. If it was, that means anything that's not Melech Machshavet. Not Melech Machshavet would be possible. So Shit Leram, that's why if it was the Mishkan, Michael, it sounds Melech Machshavet. That's Shit Leram. Who passed away? That's Nezer. He said that's why he said against Shemon Shuvah. If it was in the Mishkan, you have to learn out. Why? That's Melech Machshavet. That means Chachi Shir for Dav Nezer will be possible. But it's not Melech Machshavet. And he said, if not, you're Rashi, that's the office. Atal Hasheni, the Ritva and the Rashi, Ritva Shit is all Moshe Chachamim. So don't be doing Melech Machshavet for the Ritva. So don't perform the story. Chachi has nothing to do Melech Machshavet. If not, Rashi, the Ritva says Chachi Shir, there's Michael in the Perth. There's nothing to do with Melech Machshavet. Rashi says the Chiv and the Puri both went out to Mishkan. Also, nothing to do with the story of Melech Machshavet. Therefore, Rashi says, Rashi tells story, that Chachi is going to be awesome in our Torah. Why? Because they have no one gets studied in Melech Machshavet. Only the Shit Leram, which everybody sounds old like, they said they studied the Yekun and the Chayv to the Mishkan, because that's in Melech Machshavet, then there'll be nothing in the Chassi Shir. So it comes out to Rashi and the Ritva, there's nothing to do with Melech Machshavet, because it's either Ritva learns everything, he's Moslem from him, or Rashi learns by Keret, it's all from the Mishkan, but nothing to do with Melech Machshavet. They have a Chassi Shir, the Chassi nothing to do with that, it's a Chayv for it. Atara Sheni, the Shit Leram, which everybody tells like, to learn out the Mechayv from the Mishkan, because that's Melech Machshavet. Chassi Shir, the Chassi will be Potter Avalosser. Fine, that's besides learning out the shiur and where we get it from, what's pshan our sugya. Now, again, we say by boina, we get a bin, the boina called to, again, we'll see certain problems. Not the way, for example, a megabein, the gemara that's had a key making cheese and Shabbos, and the told of boina, and the shiur, the rabbi says making cheese and Shabbos, is a shiur, that's regular, not a man shiur. Fine, they want to say that oichel is different, the gemara that's called the market, and sukkah, that the oichel always has a shiur of a kikroigris, much again, the qualities in general, Binyan is a get of Kolduru. Now how much is Kolduru? What is when the Kolduru is high, what is the get of this Kolduru, Mashu? Is there something less than that? Is there a share to it? Or no, whatever the least amount that you can find, that's a Binyan. So there's an interesting Azura by case of Chayrish. He's discussing also the mission said by Chayrish, a Chayrish Kolduru. And he brings down the Machoish amongst them, he's showing me how much the share is. In fact, the Azura, I mean, is Kolduru. So the words are the Azura that the Machlokes and Yishalmi what the get of culture, how much this culture is. It sounds like there's a shear for culture and the shadow what the get of culture is. The Chiddush, the Pasht is what our Shulchan Tzartof and Binyan and Simish and Gimel, he says, what does the word culture mean? Mashu? Ain't a shear, is no shear. It means a mashu. Anything that you see, it's to the Binyan. Now, how much is that? Is a Chiddusha Meir does this? He points out that it has to be Nikkel Ayin, it has to be Nikkel that he did something. Let's say he did something in Masha that's not Nikkur, that's actually the Binyan of Makkah Pachas. That's not even a culture. That's a get of being Nikkur. However, the share of a culture is what? Whatever is Nikkur, the least amount, that's a get of Binyan. In the Pachas, we read the Gemara, when it says a get of Binyan culture, we're discussing the size-wise. We're not discussing either the hole for the needle, or putting in the carriage a small little hole, or the tripod a small little the legs. We're discussing the size-wise. The Kamo is the amount of the Binyan. Because there's another aspect discussing by the case of Binyan and culture, that's also by the Chiba where it connects one to another. What about over there, for example, the Gemara says by Metadeh, or much more Metadeh is Chayim. The Wayeh Chayim, Machalik Shushainim, the Ramel, the Rach, the Mu'ud Shushainim says Makapatish. However, Taishu says it's Alpoina, and Rashi said Alpoina. And therefore, Taishu and Rashi said that the Emshach of the Gemara is Metad Binyan. Says Rashi, where the Boina? Rashi says, a Boina culture. Rashi calls Metadeh Binyan culture. Now, what's Metadeh? Like the Magnus Rock, you place it down on dirt, it's very big. There is a culture over there. Why is it called culture? So it sounds like Rashi culture is lined up. One thing is inside, the Gemara is saying. A second thing in Binyan culture is by the Chibur Shmoy. When you put the rock down with no cement, you might think that it's culture because no Chibur, the concept of building is taking two things, and the Chabit Blossom Zelaza making it into one. You might think since you not make it to one with a Chibur with cement, you might think it's not to that case of Binyan. Kamash Mlon, no, a Baina Kolshu, Machai, that's what Shmuel is being Machadish, a Machai, Machai, Mashim Baina, is a Binyan Kolshu. So it comes out whether in the mount, Binyan Kolshu is a small thing, the tripod or the holes in the ground, that's Binyan, or by the Chibur is also together Binyan Kolshu. A third time in our sugya, you come across the words of Binyan Kolshu, it seems to be a Machloikis. The Gemara, after Mitzadah, means that Machloikis, what's the case of the Satay? Machloikis Ram and Shmuel, and the Gemara has three different Machloikis with Rav and Shmuel, by Mitzadah, also Tanugol, in the case of the shovel, Al Shuksho, you put the handle inside the shovel and you jam into place. Rav says, Yilchai Mishum Boina, and Shmuel says, Yilchai Mishum Makia Patish. The Gemara goes on to continue on another thing, down the fourth machlokes, a case of kedayach, of making a hole into a wall. There are four machlokes in Rav and Shmuel. So first, this from Shan the Gemara, there's an obvious question. Rav says Boyer and Shmuel says Masha Patish. Why does Rav argue with Shmuel, and why does Shmuel argue with Rav? How come Rav doesn't say Makir Patish, and why does Shmuel say the case of Boino? The first, in Shach Shaboy, the fact that Rav says Mishim Boino, does he mean also Boino, or only Boino? So if you read the Ben Achnal on the Sunya Dach of Gimel, he's very clear. He says that Rav is Chayv only Mishim Boino, the Re'im, the Goyis Mordechai, all the Mishim say, it's only Chayv Mishim Boino, only Boino, and not Makir Patish. Then you have to answer exactly why not, what happened to Makir Patish. That's how the Mutafani go. Yeshua or Pesukim Chazanish. They find the only Mishum Boino. Atad Hasheni, the Goyim Mishnois Eliyahu. If you remember slowly, he says after Mishum Boino, the Rav Holy Chayv also Mishum Boino. And the Rambam, when you bring down the Halacha of the Holy Rambam Shmuel, he seems to pass him both. He writes the Chayv Mishum Boino and Mishum Makir Patish. In fact, that's quite a why. Says left the Mishnah, the Aruch Lamer, the Makavet Mishnah. What's the reason? My Surkayak. Because the Rambam holds, you Chayv Mishum Boino also Mishum Boino. Makir Patish and Boino, Chayv of two things. The best thing is, my focus first, what does Rav hold? Rav hold the Chayv only Mishum Boino or also Mishum Boino? With that, what's Pshat Sugya? Again, Rav is saying Chayv Mishum Boino. Why does he say Makir Patish? So really you have different answers. One teretz is, Echlam he holds Makir Patish. Very simple. That's how the Rambam seems to work. A second teretz, how the Rei himself has this problem, and the meaning they seem to go to different mahalos. Just he said in general, Makir Patish, they want kind of, when you do an act, they can chayv for this act two different malachas. You can chayv for it instead, let's say boino and makir patish or chayv and makir patish. The whole yisrael of makir patish is only when you finish the malacha. There's nothing left with the malacha. Then makir patish can be chayv for that afterwards. However, you have a choice. Makir patish can never be chayv together with another malacha. Because if not, every time you put a brick down in the house, one brick down, that's the chayv to boino makir patish. And the next week to Boina Makir Patish, and next week to Boina Makir Patish. They can't be, why not? Says the Reim and Amiri, because when you chayv for a pula, an act, you only chayv one thing and not two. Makir Patish will never go together with another malacha. Makir Patish, after you do binyan, then there will be Makir Patish. Makir Patish never together with Boina. Therefore, Rav is saying this is so, either you can say Rav holds also Makir Patish, like those who say in the Rambam, or Rav holds only Boina. Why only Boina? Because you cannot be chayv Makir Patish together with Boina. That's why. What? You just gave a tip that there's a new animal? It was not even tempted, yeah. So you don't need it. When they take the animal, like they may want to do it once, that's not even tempted. It's only time after a passage. When you case them by 20 by choices, Chai is the last ice, one ice, there's no crazy. Only time it's not after a passage. That's the view is going by case of
crazy. One ice, not after a passage. No binion over there. My binion,
You're doing something that's not even tad. You're not having tad boyna. Only time to make your pasuk. You'll have no kshivus to tad boyna. In every case, that'll be worked out differently. But that's the gedi. You have to look at how they were great. Look at how they were great. That's what I'm saying. The nice. That's the why Rav doesn't hold the Shmuel. Why doesn't Shmuel seem to hold the Rav? What happened? Why did Chaim tad boyna? So places about the Shmuel esos kasher, and the Rashba and the Ritzel. They say words. The words are places. Discussing specifically by three things. One again has four machlokes in it. Tate is lul, the case of a shovel, and kadeya. Tate says lul, maitzah, maskono, it's also lachis loy. By three of the cases, by the case of Mitzate, it's al shivsho. And kadeya, the place is one machlokes is, he says, Rav holds yichaya by binding kolderu. And Shmuel says, your partner, could binding kolderu your partner. Machlokes is Rav and Shmuel, while Shmuel arguing Rav, could binding kolderu your partner. The Richmond says that also the group of the machlokes by the case of lul, so tarnagol, us lachis lohiti, you also want to say the same machlokes, is it could get a binin koldu, we have the same words. Now, the word of Tosha is binin koldu with machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Rishon says, Havoina koldu, Echai. So how in the world can you say the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is binin koldu? Okay, we have two kinds of binin koldu, either means mitzad size or mitzad chivush boy. But how in the world does Tosha, the Rashi, the Ritva, go down with the Pasukon and others, that say the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, but the machlokes are binin koldu? The Mishnah says kolshu. I don't think kolshu and binin kolshu is much of a difference. I just put the same words. So before we get, I just have to say balbachus, and that's how the chazanish brings it down. It means not taisus. He said when it means binin kolshu and taisus, it means binin perua. Doesn't mean in the size wise. It means in the chshiva shabai. The whole type binin, you have to judge exactly why. But the whole type binin is a binin perua to shvach binin. that could be good with my clothes, glue some time ago, also only lahoiti or lahatzalaiti, it's done only a little bit. How positive is that to be considered a binyan? But the place of binyan cold does not mean the size of the fever. It means it's not much. You took a shovel, you took a stick, you stuck it in. That's a binyan grew up, just spach a binyan. Case of Masate, if you chisel something out, you makle it, or you make a line in a chrit, that the binyan called you, the shvacha binyan, not the story, the small binyan, the shvacha binyan. I'll let you work out the words, but that's what Tosha says. And we see that you say clearly in Tosha and the Rishonim, and you have to work out exactly why, in this case over another case, I'm asking. That we see from Tosha, Lord, does not mean kosher the Mishnah, it can't be. It means the binyan grew up. There's just going to be one other way of learning Machlokes. Okay, sure, over here says it doesn't like places when we've been in Koldu, which he just says the whole Machlokes is specific in these cases. That usually, when you have a case of Makapachis, usually what is it? You build something one stage, two stages, three stages, and the last thing is Makapachis. When everything, the Binyan Makapachis comes together, there's no beginning and there's no end. That's Machlokes Jam and Shmuel. For example, we take a shovel, put this piece, that piece, and jam together, there's no first stage and last stage. It all happened at one time. The Binyan and Makapachis, when everything happened together, that's Machlokes Jam and Shmuel, which one's the Iker? We take a little shatanagel, we made a hole, one second. There's no like a brick, and then a roof, and that's Makar Pashish. What happened? You took the pieces, jammed it together. You did the case of making a little shatanagel, made a hole inside, everything one time. There's no final, Makar Pashish is a final ammo blow to stages before. There's no stages before. You want to tell you that there's no, that's my plug is Ram and Shmuel. On the page over here, close Tosha, those mic Tosha's. Fine. So again, we have the mission of binyan and binyan called to. After we go through the mission mentions five cases, the mission says a cloud. That cloud kol oisim lachem lachem b'chiyemis b'shabes chayim. So the kasha is first shot in the mission. The mission says b'shabes. Someone does a lachem on Shabbos is chayim. First, what is the word for Shabbos going back on? Is Shabbos going back on the ratio kol oisim lachem going back to the words whoever does a lachem does on Shabbos is chayim? But going back to the faith of the lachem b'chiyemis has to be done on Shabbos. So, by now everyone saw Rashi is very clear. Rashi has one word for Shabbos, means it's going on Oysim Lachem, so it's going back to the Ration. Rashi says that, Iran, Rivon, Yosef, Oyd Rishonim, the Miri. They're very clear that way. And look in the Rift, the gift on the Eretz Yisrael, the side of the Rift says that's the gift on the Mishnah. The gift of the Mishnah is, because Oysim Lachem, but Shabbos is high. The gift of those one kind of that Shabbos in the Mishnah, there's nothing to do with Lachem, the Yemis, is going back on the Ration. Atana Sheni, we see from Oyd Rishonim, not the way. There's Rambam in Perktes, he writes for the case of Tzveya or Kreisha, that the Melacha of Tzveya has to be with Kain B'Shabbos. Where's the Ma'abokim of that? It says the Ma'ak Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Kol the Melacha Mitzkiyem, it's B'Shabbos, that's Mitzkiyem on Shabbos. That means the Ma'ak Mishnah and the Sandi Rambam, the word B'Shabbos is going on the Seifel. The Ritzel by us brings down the Yishma Forshim, that also wants to say, not like Rashi, that B'Shabbos is not going on the Ration, it's going on the Seifel. Melacha Mitzkiyem is B'Shabbos. There's a pre-chodesh in the back of the Gemara, four times the place of Adoshim that way. Also, the going to place of Yolun that way. And others disagree, seem to understand that Shabbos is going on the Sefer. So Shabbos and Mishnah seems to be my focus. Rashi versus the Rambam is the word Shabbos going on the Rishon on the Sefer. On the Shabbos going on the Sefer, they, even though they're getting with that point of Rishon seem to say, they do not seem to be saying the same thing. The Rambam is saying it's going on the Sefer, it seems to say one verse. And the Ritz of the beginning of the Yishma Farshim saying it's going to save it seems to be saying a different word, different idea. Then the Goyim seems to be saying a third word with Pichadosh. To understand what they're saying, how they're learning the Mishnah, we have to get back to the Yisoidus of Binyan, of Baina, of the word that Chazal used to understand it, and how to apply it. And the names of Binyan, we'll see the different names, basically five different names. The words of the Gemara and Beya is something called Binyan Kfor, Binyan Kfar, something called Binyan Lash'ah, something called Binyan Arai, something is called Einam Eskayim Klal, or some call in this kind of time afterwards. Those are the five different names. Now again, we have to understand the definition of each one. The first, my book in the word of Bini Kfuah or Kfar, is the one that in Be'er Daf Lamed Beis, the one they're discussing. When a person wants to make avonon of Beis HaKisei and Yontif, he takes racks, puts one top of another, and has a flour inside. And if he wants to make a Beis HaKisei and Shabbos, the Gemara says it's mutter, and Yontif, the Gemara says Yontif is mutter. What do you mean you'll have to build on Yontif? You can build an Itztav on Yontif is Motor. The Gemara says no, but Etzem, Binyan Kfar is Osman Atoyo. Hell, these Avonim over here is a Binyan Arai, and Binyan Arai is an Itztav Avonim, and if we go to the Arai of the Kfar, however, Mishum covered up, therefore we're not going to be Goyzer. Now this Gemara is brought out halacha by the Mechaber, by the case of Mukta B'Shemesh in Yirvei. The Rambam is clear this way. The Gemara, no one seems to argue this aspect. That Binyan Kfar, Maisa's Kfar is also Minatayro. Binyan is also, Binyan Mechubla character is also. However, Arai is Issad Rabbonon. And therefore, as you base the Mechaber exam, the cover that we use to make up a Mukta B'Shemesh in Yirvei, Maisa's Mukta. Otherwise, being Issad Rabbonon. So again, we have one word Binyan Kfar, we have a second Binyan Arai. A third word we have by Binyan, something called Binyan Lish'ah. Yishami over here, and then Kfar Gadol, a little bit better than Gersa, better than Gersi have. Discussing where the world was bitten in the Mishkan. Where do you have point in the Mishkan? Says the Yishalmi, big example of Yeshi, that they had a Koshim Agave Adonim. They took the Koshim, they placed it upon the Adonim, and therefore that was where the Binyan was. Now, this is what it says, it's the case of Binyan Lish'ah. Direct of Yeshi, why is the case of Binyan Lish'ah? The Maisha that could be they left, it was Afiyah Shem Yaakov, Afiyah Shem Yisrael. Therefore, it should have been a case of Binyan Lish'ah, it could be they left there forever. And therefore, it's Binyan Lish'ah. Says Rabbi Yoshi, he says, no, since we had Avtocha, Mechashpacha, we could go into Eretz Yisrael. Once we have an Avtocha, therefore comes out, the question like Rabbi Adon was Bin Lishah. And Shami ends off, and here we see the Bin Lishah have a Binyan. So we have the word that Bin Lishah is a Binyan. Now, first, what is the definition of Bin Lishah? What's the difference between Bin Lishah and the case of Binyan Arai? Arai is saying is Rabbanon. Bin Lishah, the false prophet, so Shami saying is the right. Arai means temporary. The Shah means it's temporary. Why is the Arai the Rabbanon and the Shah called the Yishami Deraisa? What's the chiluk between the two? The pastures, and clearly among the Achoinim, Mr. Siakov, or Shulchan, Shrisha Shabbos, and others, that the end of the Arai means Mitzad itself is not going to this kind. The Chepta itself has a screw on. You put one Evan upon the other Evan, the Maestro first looks upon it, and the other, the Chepta itself is a Bayah. It's a group, any world that's kind of by itself. Abtala Sheni, Mash Enki, Bin Lishah, Betham is a beautiful palace. Person got a dog that can last forever, and a bone, of course, looks at it, it's wonderful. However, you, the Gavra, chose to take it down after his mom. Shkofa, you tell you, I'm talking to the Gavra itself. You, the Gavra, decided that you're gonna move it. Not the bidding, the promise inside the Chesto, that's not where it's kind. It's your world that's kind of on the board. The difference is that you, the Gavra, are gonna change it. Therefore, anyone that's carrying the time atzmei the chesed of the binyan, the chesed of the binyan is has to last. Not always last. Therefore, be only a case of upon who goes up to kvur. That's binyan arai. Bin lashod etzem is a beautiful binyan. Last loyim vod. You chose to change it. Therefore, the sham comes along and says, "Therefore, be chayiv for it." That's pashas the chiluk. Now there are all other ways looking at chenah mechalik. The Avnezer wants mechalik between the ma'aseh uman and the ma'aseh hediyot. They want to say uman is a case of lashod and hediyot is a case of arai. Fine. I think about the pastures, the chiluk between the Shah and Arai, is again, the Shah is inside the Gadol, and Arai is inside the Chesed, not really the Shkari. Now, do we pass it like this to Yishalmi? So by now, in Masur, it's not that simple. There's a Samsaifer in Shuvah, that he wants a Taino. The Bible disagrees with Yishalmi. His main writer wants to accomplish more than Lam and Al from day, he more discusses, and when someone says, I'm not limitless, that's going to be I'm not limitless, Shleimim Koimai. Knock it down over here and you put it somewhere else. Back to Gemara at the Maestro. Sorry? Back to Gemara over there at the Maestro by the Mishkan also was Shlom that it was not in the small coin. The Sleis over here, sorry, it was not the Sleis on the Sleis, but Bimukhaimai. I, the Maestro in the Mishkan was Sleis and Shlom that was in another place. So the Gemara, no, since I'll be Hashem Yaakov, I'll be Hashem Yisrael. Therefore, if it's Mosin, as Tamil Gemara says the Psalm Sayyid, we see the Maish in the hour that together, Afir Shem Yaakov is the Ged of Lo'ilam, we see the hour, so you understand that Afir Shem Yaakov is the Ged of Lo'ilam. Therefore, he wants to tie in the Babli, Ogzir Vishamli, and therefore, he wants to pass him, not the way that there was no one in the Rabbanim. Same in the Shalmation with Shuvah, being done all the right from Gor Erev, and the Pinla Shal, and Mimotah, that's very so, one said this way, there's a Shuri Kofin, the Glazes like this way, they want to tie in the Pinla Shal, the Babli, Ogzir Vishamli, and Bin Lishah the Maestro will not be awesome, the Torah only Midrabbanon. What they're discussing over there is the Torah Yisrael, or the Psalm Sefer discussing the Noid of Yehuda. The Noid of Yehuda is discussing about an umbrella, can you open it and close it on Shabbos? He wants to say, it's a Chash, a Chiyav Chashis, a Din Deraisva. So the Psalm Sefer Deraisva, the most of it is a Bin Lishah, it's a Bin Lishah, it's not Deraisva. That's his Chash, he's coming to ask him upon an argument of the Yehuda, an umbrella floor is a case of Bin Lishah. Now, that's my very interesting summon after Belish by the Sam Saifi is an umbrella. that should be a bit lishon. If you really think about it, what's the umbrella really should is bin arai. It's not lishon. And that should look like chazner she is bin arai. If you want to be even more technical about it, it should be he should is in the sky if any of the sky in cloud should is mishum test. And the machine is not fish, we all sense the Talmud is really is bakar from mishum test. So in the so it seems to be that the machlokes what exactly gedarim are everyone is in this ma'amokin but some say that eskim bin lishon the chanush eskim bin arai and the mishivas nafesh eskim in the world is kind of klal and also in the market depends on the salvation test. Mice says, are you meant to close like a tanner where you have the drawings and knock it down? They say, don't know what Nadebuda is talking about. They tell me a different adult can't be as much come from Nadebuda who is the same time as Nadebuda. So well, mishivas nafesh says he doesn't know what Nadebuda even wants before Shem Machaper. So now you have to know why each one is in their own ma'amachim. If you go Arab in any word of time, that means it's not just Emma looks at this, that's maybe. Machlokes are the names and others. And Machlokes will ask me the word of time. It could be that's why one is in one place, one is in another place. But the lines of condition is that they've been Arab. You look at it, Arab, that's not amazing. But that's the case of what the Some say we want a taina, we all think Lashon might be only a part of the lawsuit. Might be a lawful, even though that some say we want to say it, and our other kind of want to say it, or Tarashani, derived by us being down the Yishalmi. He says that the Cholik, the Yuri brings it down, the Azur brings it down, the Rich brings it down there, Agav, and therefore among the Pleskis, not the Nazar, or the Shulchan, or Sumeach, others say those Ikkavat is, you are high word on Shabbat, a thing Lashon, Vali Chai is also in the Torah. And then different rites to it, four rites, you have to answer each rite, there's a number of things about it. One rite, the case of Megabe, making cheese on Shabbos, and Vadei Chai for it. Now, once you make cheese, you make it, then you plan to eat it. That's just the derek. That's of course, the case of Miller Shaw, the Gemara says, Yichai, you have Vadei Chai for making cheese on Shabbos. That's one stack of rites being, another case of Sitan, we're all speaking down the case of Mita Shotar Saim. Mita Shotar Saim is basically a salesman's bed, that he built a bed, he left it placed a couple of months where he was staying now, then he took a father's bed and went somewhere else with the board and went somewhere else with it. Well, that's the case of Bin Lashaw, and we see we're chayim for it. Fine, I'm not even want to answer this right. Well, the mice, there are, these are the rites that deal with numerous rites, numerous sugars, while the one kind of Bin Lashaw is chayim. So it comes out that if Ikud, my colleague, has placed Bin Lashaw is chayim or not chayim. It seems among the halacha, since we have a Shem of the Ostal Sugya, the Rajbo, the Paschal is where the Kori Paschal Bin Lashaw is chayim. This is a effect on the Minu Alok Lamaiso. The Chanish Lamaiso wants to argue simply on an umbrella. So what happens when you have a hood of a stroller? Can you also open the clothes on Shabbos? Then the Chanish says, if we don't all like the Noi Debi Yudon. No Noi Debi Yudon. All my wife also opened the phone, that's the mono. Those reasons. Therefore, one kind of the hood of a stroller. The Lamaiso is none of those forests, and therefore, like a Tila, you can open and close a hood of a stroller, no problem. That's how Lamaiso the Chanish Paskin. Look at the Shemir Shabbos Kuchosin, or for Shabbos, they say it's much to open and close the hood of a stroller, B'li Chalik, no knowledge in this aspect. Tarashen and Moshe Tshuva, he quotes the Katnish, and says, what do you mean? Avada, Nadi Yehuda, Shashkir Katnish, Bin Lashal Maish Mikhaifo, what are you discussing? And Avada, you cannot open and close the hood on Shabbos, you have to leave open a tefach, once you have a tefach, you can be moist of oil, that's smutter, and you end up coming to Mani, the Chayna Minik. That's what the Minik says to Moshe, and if it wasn't that way, or a chain that way, they won't be Choshev in Nadi Yehuda. So this we saw that my point is being the Shah, some say this way in Yehuda, Chadnish might knock away with some bin Aaron, and therefore in those who shabbat or shabbat say, Vada, 100% is mutter, b'li chayla, might not tell Shani, if you go like the Chadnish, 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 don't assume the Raisa, and therefore the those, and the might should be Makhla. And if you know, and there's so, if any Israeli, all of them are Makhla, don't even know that Chol Kuma upon it, why, might say, if you go like the Shabbat, Chadnish, if you go to America, anyone who knows things, a machmer, you have to leave it open the tefach, waste of oil, no to be hudo, bin lashal, what's a shayla, vadef machmer, moisha, and the man in the same minute. Fine. Might be really depends how to understand these words, what the gedder opinion is. Now you can't have the chal of oil between them, but you know, we'll have to get the sugar of oil, why oil and boina, for not fully never done, don't have the same gedder. Fine, so might be, again, bin lashal, that's a third name, malofu. You're saying what Chazanish is saying.
Yeah.
What is Chazanish saying? But my sir, we'll have to answer why. We'll answer oil will be different than wine. We'll get to go and say oil.
I think you have another tier to call it out of the shot.
That's Chazanish saying. No, that's Chazanish Kasher. Why? That's the cash group. Now, when we learn oil, we see that oil to Ara is not the same getter oil of Ara by wine. That's what Meshua Tain is. And therefore, that will answer the whole cash of Chazanish. But again, we'll have to get the oil to answer that. Again, we'll get the oil, we'll see they don't have the same gedolim, and therefore that will be the answer to the kasher. So we're going to have to get the oil and see oil will come out. Even though oil that's older by them, that's why they're asking the kasher, the answer to the kasher, to see oil have different parameters of gedolim than by them. We'll get to oil, we'll get to every soul, it's different, not every soul the same way, you can't say it's off. Now, fine, I guess the Michael also might be Nisho, Rick of the Pushkin Paskin, and Nisho the Michael is Nisho Natoro, like Yisham, like Raj brings down. Now, just in to be moist of what the Gedda of being Nisho is, seems to be first, how long is Nisho? How long does Nisho have to be? So it seems to be a few different cheeses, how long Nisho has to be. The way how when the Hamsay is discussing Vrela, it says Vrela Shah, Vrela is made to even take down that Shabbos itself. And how he points out that the Hamsay is saying, even on Shabbos itself, it's Vrela Shah. If you learn the Rafashulkin writes clearly, and before the Tzad Arif and Arsukyo, he writes the Shah before than Shabbos. If it's less than Shabbos, it's not even Lashah. And the Shah means the Rit, the Rafashulkin says the black white, again, it's Pashul the Rit and Arsukyo. But saying Bin Lashah means, called the Melech of Kiyamat for Shabbos, the Shah has to be for Shabbos.
Well, what does it mean, Shabbos? You open it in the middle of Shabbos?
Well, we'll get to that. And there's a third sheet of Tvarek Shishol also actually points out that he understands when the Shah has to be more than 8 or 9 days. He's learned out that coming from the case of Ara, he says less than 8 or 9 days, it's never again of Ara, more than 8 or 9 days, it's never again of Farah. The other one said the Mechayat for Shah has to be more than 8 or 9 days. Before now, like the Ritual, fine, or the Shulchan, or the Sam Sefer. So come out first of all, Ichayat and Shah. Now, how long is Shah? Either it's Miyad, by the way, or it could be 1 day, or it could be 8 or 9 days. That's even my colleague is how long the Shah is. Now, just from Lashah, a third category in Lashah, again, we have Lashah, how we pass it. How long Lashah, a few different sheetahs. Now, there seems to be another shadow, Lashah, the case is Kashim Agave Adonim. Kashim Agave Adonim is something that's made to come apart, put together. It's basically like a prefab sukkah, you take it apart, put it away, fine, next year, put together, all interlocked, interchangeable with another, and therefore that's the case of Bin Lashah. If Bin Lashah Dako is when it's prefab, when it's made to interlock one with another, made to come apart, or no, Bin Lashah is, and like the umbrella also made to open and close, or Bin Lashah is anything that can last on them, you chose to destroy it. If you build a beautiful house, you choose to destroy it. So there's our Sameach, and the Rabbi at the Savior goes to Mahalach, Bin Lashah is after something that's prefab. Something that's interlocked, the change in one another, that's the case. It's something that interlocks one another, that's Bin Lashah. That's the whole time I focus. Like anything that you build a house, if you destroy it a week later, that's no Shaila. Vada Bali, Shambi, Enabi, Devadi, Chai for it. Meister, the fact that the can ask from either Mitzvah Tarsoy, or that's the case before, the case I assume was prefab, or the Chorah Dar Fashulkin asked from Dasal Tan, Tanan has a Das bottle of cement, when numerous Makaris do not seem to say this because they don't point them out, when they bring down the concept of Bin Lashah, seems to understand Bin Lashah means anything that can last forever and you choose to destroy it. Do not seem to say this Chilat Dafka is its interlocking parts.
So
one shalat is kesher the same sugya, not the same sugya, and they'll also have to get a kesher. Well, that's the use case.
When you build
a house
without cement, it's not going to stay together.
What?
When you build a house without cement, it's not
going to
stay together.
No, it won't stay. It's very high for it. But
then why
put cement? I can argue the point that if you look upon it, the person looks at that's not made to last. Even though it can last for a year, 2 years, told some people, but that's not how you build things to last. Binning is putting things together to make it to one, to make it to last. You're not making it to last. You study the bin is putting things together to last. Really study to last. That's not how you make things to last.
To last together, that's
sorry?
Together,
it's in the chetzo, but it's where this kind of involved. The person looks at the Kosh Magam Adonim, beautiful. You know, every sukkah, sometimes you can tell if it's delectable or not. That looks to last. Fine, let's say, at fourth level in the game, Tavoy Nogetz, we have Shah, Arai, and Tfar. At fourth level, it's based on Shem Sedeshim, that the Mechab brings down, the case called Enel Sun is a kind of Tfar. Something's not made to last at all. The Shem Sedeshim is causing a case that you have a Tanner, that's Mechubel Akarko, that you put on the door before Shabbos, and you put your food inside, you put cement on the door, and keep the food inside, and heat it up. Then Shabbos, you destroy the door, open up the door, and take your food out. Is that what you're also on Shabbos? So come on the Shumas Hadesha, they want to tie up. His words are, his first is also from Sukkim and Arabic, which I almost learned today, and how Allah Amr Hey. The Rashi when he says that since you only come to make a Pesach Ba'alma, therefore it's only a Dibri Rabbanon, since you're not coming to the store, you only come to make a Pesach, to open something up. Rashi is discussing cutting open a rope around something, get something out, therefore it's only a case of Rabbanon. Then the Shumas Hadesha ends off, since you're not making the Sukkim Kral, not making the Kain at all, therefore it's Mutter. Now the words Eino Asum Kim Kral is the force that way in the Mordechai, and the Shumas Hadesha is quoting it. And the Shumas Hadesha is Moises Rashi, being on the Kansman Rashi, that this halacha is only a case of Rabbanon. This halacha is brought down by the Mechaber, either by Simon Shini Dalas of Pius, or by the end of the Rashi. The Mechaber says, based upon the Shumas Hadesha, that a person can destroy the door upon a panic, he can knock it down. However, he says, that's better either Goy or Ali Dekoto. If you can't, then even though Yisrael, God himself can knock it down. Now, what is Peshad in Shumas Hadesha? Seems to be a machlokes what the Peshad of Shumas Hadesha is. Is he saying that, first of all, only because this case is here, the Afonon, because it's made for a Pesach of Alma, if it's serious that it's not made in this kind of cloud, therefore will be Mutter, that's how the Shidi Shabbos and the Shulam Dov want to say. Or, not the way, you look at the Mishavua that way, it's not the way he says, what's the Heter? It comes to Mordechai, and Mordechai only says one part, and the Mishavua is clear that way, and the Heter comes to argue with the Mishavua's office. He said there's something that's not made this kind of call, something that's not made to last at all, but Maestas can be Mortar. It's not, it's made to destroy, take down, open up, that's being Mortar totally. The Mishavua in the Ramon, the Mishavua two places. In fact, first of all, he says, in also the same call, he sent to has the Mordechai. Dropped the Shumas Hadesha. Mordechai only says the word Enos Bosh Kim Chal, but oi, the Shumas Hadesha says, I mean, Mistarek Rashi, the Bialoth and Shinyan Dalas, he says, because obviously Rashi calls the Reishma, he's Choshi Matosis, so that means the next way also, there's no Shumas Hadesha and Clear over here. The two reasons why Mishavuah clearly goes that way, Shulchan says that way, and the Pashas of the Yudah Poshkim seems to go that way, that there's a head to Enos Shumas Kim Chal. If so, the obvious challenge is, Bidli Shal, the Maestro is what? Chayvi Paskin. Might you knock it down tomorrow? A week? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? Knock it down. Eino Asur L'Kim Kal is Mutter. What's the chil between the two? Why is one Mutter, one Mechayev for it? Peshukhan is the Kashra, which seems to say the same exact story. It says the Kiddush. He says what? L'Shah is more than Shabbos, and Eino Asur L'Kim Kal is less than Shabbos. And since this, and this is the right that he holds, he says Eino Asur L'Kim Kal, that you yourself can knock it down. He says that L'Shah again is more than Shabbos, and Eino Asur L'Kim Kal is less than Shabbos. El Chura, that's how our Ritz learns Shana Mishnah. Our Ritz is saying, Lech Mitzkiamis for Shabbos, he says, Bin Lashah, has to be Mitzkiam for Shabbos, more than Shabbos will be Chai, less than Shabbos won't be Asur Lekim Chal, El not be Chai for Shabbos. El Chura, my Mok, the Orchel Shulchan, is El Chura, the Ritz I learned Shana Mishnah. The Orchel Shulchan, Masham brings down this Malach, Marachi, they say the Mahalach is the Chilis between doing it more than Shabbos, less Shabbos. The Chilis between Lashah and Asur Lekim Chal is more or less than one day. That's one way of saying Pshat in the Mechaber. Another way of saying Pshat in the Mechaber is nothing to do with the Yisoyed of more than one day, less than one day. It can be a little bit more than that. Feeling the Shav Etzim can last forever, you don't mind lasting forever. You're choosing to knock down totally upon the Gadol. Masha Enke, in the case of Enos Lekim Klal, the whole Ishtamshas of a Tanner that you put food in to put on the door is to knock it down. If you do not break down the door, you lose out the whole Ishtamshas. The whole Gufa Dov is made not to last. You cannot use it if it would last. Koshim Agame Donim and Bin Lashah, you can use it Loilam. You chose not to use it Loilam. Masha Enke, in the case you lose out the whole entire Ishtamshas, the whole use, if you not do Loilam, it defeats the whole entire purpose. They were innocently came cloud. The Sayyid of Binyan is what? Take two things together and make it last. Since you, in the Mahut of Dov, it cannot last, it's not to the Binyan. Look at the ground, it seems to go this way. The Sayyid of Dov is that, not less than one day, more than one day. The Sayyid is not made to last, that's not to the case of Binyan.
Not making the cheese, not
making the last
one.
What?
Making the cheese. Can't use it, you don't eat it.
Worthless. So the Yeshua Shakra, this castle, the cheese, this castle, you have to answer, not to get the cheese. There'll be a way to answer when we get to the Gamma next week. There's a practical Nachmino, again, La Loco, is that the person discussed, can you use Lego on Shabbos? Fine, different Shabbos, so, Lumish from a say, you let kids and adults don't play with it. Now, the those want to know, Lego, the poor, is Nicholas, specifically, as an innocent kid, the only story the good for Dover Lego is to put it together and take it apart. If you cannot take it apart, there'll be no use of Lego, no one's going to sell, no one's going to buy it, you can put it together once, and that's it. And the whole point is innocently came called. Therefore, it says it's Liezer. I, my sister, Ramah says, If near Kaseisa only let a kid, the first old leg, everyone wants to know why. We say, yeah, kids can play with Lego and an adult can. The Ma says near Kaseisa with the door on top of the condo with cement. The Ma says, yeah, we'll let kids do it, and adults we shouldn't, and still for adults technically it's water. So first the children, adults and condom is before Shema, that's why we usually tell the kids. But he says simply, yeah, even more than that. Fish line by the case of that by Tanner, you have the door with the cement, it looks like stereo. Everyone here this fall, why in the world is no stereo going on there? It looks like stereo. By Lego, it's a toy, it's not even, it could be, it's not even nichel again near Castillo. The other two guys, one says, even Castillo, not even nichel, the plumber of the Ramah. One says, not even near Castillo, and therefore those who make even for even Castillo, because the other, Rosham, and others. But my son, Makar, a stack of Hester, for this get, the Lego, is the Machlok Zapaiskim, Maskim, my son, before, why is it different in the case of a Tanner, that's in a Silikim Kral, before Lego also in a Silikim Kral. I'll buy your Tanner, the Chilip to one day, more than one day, less than one day. Could be, it really could be, depends how you understand, he said, and the Sula came cloud, but could be even if a Shulman says less than one day, the whole host of Lego is also really made for less than one day. You might be too late to take a part for the next day, Kenta and Lego will be also different again in the Sula came cloud. Fine, that's the fourth level. The last level of the binyan is a getter called not Mitzkai and Mitzal Atzmoy. Something cannot last Mitzal itself. Now, for this case of not Mishkan Mishan itself, it's not really the case too much Mishan. Boino, because you think that Boino can last, it's more the case of other Malachas, like Kleisiv, like Tzveya. And to understand the world, trying to start from there, before this case of in Mishkan Mishan Atzmoy, it's a Kholis to Geshela, not specifically by Binyan. There's Lamkes Malachas and there's Mlech Machshevis. By Mlech Machshevis, the Tresol starts off that six things Nifl and Mlech Machshevis, Mechaifer and Chavis. One that has to be, you can do machine, it can be blocked in a single gufoy, and miskavin has to be that is something that you do the whole time thing not chatsi shir. It can't be a case of tilkul, and he said also has to be miskayim. It has to last miskayim. The shalom now is what is the getter of kiyum. So to go back, you start off from the beginning that what's pshana mishnah? Is the word b'shabbos going back to the ratio going back to the sefer? Ratio or sefer? So the Rashi says going back to the ratio, and the Rambam and the Ritzi Yesh Mefarshim says going back to the Sefer. When it's going back to the Sefer, it seems to me a machlokes what exactly is the case that even going back to the Sefer. The Ritzi is saying when it says Lech Mitzkenes for Shabbos going back to the Sefer, the Ritzi is saying what I mean Bin L'Shah. The Mechayis for the Shabbos, I mean Bin L'Shah. And less than Shah, it won't be Chayis for the Shabbos. That's the Ritzi. I know those in Chabur want to say the Ritzi does not mean that. He means less, he means Kiyim and a dimming divin l'shah. There are the lachdim to say the ritzim. Doesn't mean that if you want, there should be a ditzchak, it's very clear, but that's actually, he says the ritzim, he says himself, shana mishnah means divin l'shah. Less than Shabbos, not l'shah, and more than Shabbos is l'shah. Look what that's partially ritzim. The Rambam, he says, by kaisim, by tzveya, ashtim iskayim, by Shabbos. He says the Magen Mishnah, it's kind of mishnah. It's nothing to do with divin l'shah. They saw divin l'shah. There's something class for ilum void. You, the God, that chose to destroy it. Mashenki, the Rambam is saying that you, the God, it's not beside you, when you write with place, write with ink, may Paris, may Tusim, it itself will not be miskind, it itself will disappear. That's when the Mishnah says, Kolam Melechem is Kiemet for Shabbos, the ink itself has to stay for Shabbos. That means when, even when the word Shabbos is going to the Sefer, the Ritzvah, and the Rambam is saying two different things, the Ritzvah is saying, Bin Lashal, and the Rambam is saying, it's not miskind, it's not Atzmoy. Now the Goyin of the Chodesh going to third Mahalach, but finally let's stick up to the Rambam. The Rambam is saying, what are we discussing over here? The Gedim Miskayemis, the concept of Melech Machshevis, has Miskayemis on Atzmoy. Now, this Ha'aro, before people were asking, now the way how the Mishavur brings it down, the being down this Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, the Shasim, brings it down, and stands, the point of the Rambam, you write on Shabbos, it's Miskayemis for Shabbos, Miskayemis on Shabbos. What happens if you write a minute before Shabbos to make Tusim, and it will last end of Shabbos 5 minutes later? You be chayik for it. Asher Enki, you write something 23 hours earlier, and it disappears the last second before Shabbos, and be potter? Can that be? Is there a slur for that? Potter kasher, chayik no, and so is your shulchan, he is kasher on the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes it, that even on the Mishnah Berurah, it's kind of the Rambam, and certainly does sound like the pasher of the Rambam is that way. I always said, I'll be sure it can't be. How can that be? How can that be? Doesn't understand that. Maybe he wants to argue that it's not Pshan the Rambam. However, the Maestro Rambam does say, the Magen Mishnah does say, a dying wise true, it's the same kasha. He said, he doesn't understand. He said, the Maestro has to be close to the Rambam. The Maestro is the Rambam, is the Mishnah Berurah. He also, for the Shem, he also is the same kasha. Shemir Shabbos. Mishnah of Shabbos, all this is kasha. The Maaseh no really answer this kasha, but the Beit Hashem seems to say we have to be choshish for it. Before the Svar Shavuot is, there's a little bit of a Svar to argue the point. Is the Maaseh call Mishnah for Shabbos gives the chashivas the Maaseh the state to the end of the day? Not the Tam loy nosh the rochel shirim like Chaim Noah says we have a shir. That's state to the end of Shabbos. Ten day nechalami. You write something promising for Shabbos, takes it to the end of Shabbos. It lasts at the end of the day. You'll be chayv for it. The Maaseh Shabbos is why the world was set up that way. Not get a tear, so the mice receive the Mishgura, that's the passage of the Mishgura from the Magen Mishnah. If it's Mishkayim from the end of Shabbos, it'll be Chayit. We're told by Finley Shabbos the same thing going to Rishon, you do a 5 minutes before Shabbos, be Chayit from the end of Shabbos, do 23 hours, you steward on Shabbos, you won't be Chayit from the end of Shabbos. Same idea, the same story. Now this is the mice, the Rabbi Mishito, the passage of the Rambam, is that you have to get a Mishkayim at last until actually it's for Shabbos. The Shayatin wants to tie up the Rashi argues. Now, why does Rashi argue? Come on the Shayatin, he says the fact that the Mishnah Berurah says the word Shabbos going back to the Reisho on the Reisho, Oysam Lachokoi, he has no Maramokim for the Shabbos and Kiddush, and therefore he wants to tie him that the Rashi also, it means La'olam. Now the Kashi, La'olam was asking, before Rashi has no Shayatin, the Rambam. The Rambam learned the word the Mishnah Melachim which came as for Shabbos means Mekhaim Nisan Atzmoy. Rashi learns, it can be Mekhaim Atzmoy La'olam Vod, that's you and me Moisev after Shabbos. According to Rashi, the words of Mishnah nothing to do with the Rambam. According to Mishnah nothing to do with the Rambam. So how in the world you, Mishnah Berurah, can understand that Rashi is going against the Rambam, but Rashi means Tomed. Rashi is not discussing the case of being Mishkan and Tzad Atzmai at all. Fourth Shabbos, the Mishnah of Shabbos and the same story. This, really the Rambam is a Yimangas Chiddush, that's Mishkan for Shabbos. Elamai Rambam says that's a Mishnah. Once Rashi does not have a Mishnah for it, before we go to the Algemein HaKlal, Hashem, Mishkan, that's Mishkan. That's cool what the Mishnah Berurah means, even though it doesn't say that, it doesn't seem to say it that way. But the words are, the fact that Rashi and Shabbos going back to Reisho, we have no Ma'am Mokin as Mishkayim Mitzan Shabbos on Shabbos, Mitzan Atzmoy, therefore back to Lachos, Pashim Mishkayim Mitzan Atzmoy.
So we have them by adjustment to the Mishnah, but actually
says, it's going to be Mishnah Mitzan Atzmoy. Those are Mishnah, but yes, again, but we have no Ma'am Mokin that Mishkayim Mitzan Atzmoy, Rashi also, that what the Gedim Mishkayim means to
see.
We're not discussing a case where it appears without Atzmoy. We're discussing a case where there are those who keep the Olam that can last the Olam. We're discussing different cases. They have nothing to do with each other. Different levels of opinion. One's discussing one level of opinion, one's discussing another level. One's discussing Mishkayim without Atzmoy. One is discussing that it's not about a can, I'm going to change my mind. One has nothing to do with another. But those more time that the Mishnah Berurah means you have no mind welcome, therefore Rashi means Lailam. Or Daniel Weshin Shuli, he bets me as his cash, and he says, economic Rashi agrees to Rambam. Rashi agrees, it means even for Shabbos. You have no mind welcome, Rashi argues. Rashi agrees to Rambam. And economic will be Mishkan for Shabbos, and Mishkan for Shabbos, and Mishkan for Shabbos, and that's inside what Rashi holds. Now there is an interesting Rashbo, the Alokha being down, and finish the Demet Sadalot. The Rashi says, how long by Kleshev does the last be Mishkayim? He says, like it says in the Choynus, how long a person wants it to last for to remember something. However, Vadi not need Lo'ilam, says the B'alofa. I mean, say to the Choynus, how long do you want it to last for? Now, how long is say to the Choynus? How long do you want something to last for? For example, let's say I wrote something, and I want to stay only for one day. I only want to stay for one day. For me, that's my Rotsin. Is that my Rotsin? Is that my Rotsin? But no, the concept of say to the Choynus means how the Olam, how people want it to last for. I don't want to last. I don't want to rewrite something. It'll last for a long time. It'll last a couple of years. I have it around for you. Since that, a Dine Weiss and Shulon, we'll get to exactly what he's discussing it for. He says, save the point of view, how long I want it to last for. How long I want it to last for. That means I want it to last for one day, and Chayikul Minatayu. And that's the Kasha, why in the world the Bialoko and Shemem did not bring down the last year the Rambam. We'll forget why the Shayatin, the Shingim, was not bring down the Rajbo. So it says, so he wants to tell the Dine Weiss, but that's what Rajbo means like to be Rajbo, it can't be the Rambam. You become the Shabbos, my Sikhai for the Shabbos. If you want to last one day, you become Chayit. Asal Hasheni, this is Dainu Weiss writing to Shlomazam Weiss back. What he's talking about, same as the Chayit, but people want things to last. Last for a while, means a while. Means man of a long time. Therefore, they argue, even when the Rajah says, same as the Chayit, who does it mean? Means the person himself, the Shkab himself, is Lachal Sheret, Dainu Weiss? Or does it mean Meskayim? Does it mean Meskayim is a long time? Well, it's an Afkamino. Why do they have the tubers one to another? Because the Ethan was a machlokes in the Shaitanic Hospital, exactly what to do on Shabbos. It seems they were fellowship about the Sekhonas, you have to write things down on Shabbos. But what exactly should they do over there Meister, the doctors are Yidden. So what I have in Meister now is that behind every doctor, whether he's Shum or not, is to have a guy walking with him. And the girl of Meister writes for this doctor. And I've finished, I said it, because sometimes the Jewish doctor doesn't care. He has a guy right behind him, himself writes it. Fine. But Meister, the setup is that the guy should write for this Jewish doctor. The problem is Meister costs a lot of money. It's not that convenient. So what they used to do is they had an extra. The Shai Tzedek Hospital used to write with ink that would disappear after a couple days, after 4 days it will disappear, disappearing ink. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman wants time that's only to drop on them. I, the Rambam, he said the Rambam is a pell of a scheme, it's for Shabbos, I'm the local of the Rambam, not for Shabbos, and it's kind, he has numerous rights against the Rambam. And what all the Ikkir is the Rambam says the Quintus means is Man Aura. And therefore, what say, since you're writing with ink that will disappear in 4 days, why is that in 4 days? Because not your Shabbos, it's your Yom Tov. You have Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, so it has to last at least for more than 3 days. Then after it will disappear, then after Shabbos, what would they do? They would write down over what was written before, and they would quickly take the paper, and write everything down, and copy what was written down before, and you only deal with Israel upon them, and there will be no problem. That's what Rosh Hashanah is 18, that's what Tzedek used to do. Now the reason why the Ikkun, they say they stopped this, is because you start copying things with doctors, go down on Shabbos, first of all, let them with mistakes, and let alone, everyone knows, it's very hard to read a doctor's handwriting. I'm just trying to figure out what the world they're writing over there. Even the doctor himself, I once gave a doctor something to read, like he could really read himself what he wrote. But so I said that's what they changed it for. Came up with Shabbos. Dami wants a taino. The Meister left his chemist in Shabbos. The Rambam is the Chiddush Otam. Is not the Parshas. Wants to argue the Shari scene. So not Parshas. And Ikkun the Rashi. A dying wife. Shuvi has three shuvis about it. He writes back to Shabbos. Dami, what are you talking about? First of all, the Rambam. Second of all, Rashi can't agree to the Rambam. Third of all, the same as the Chiddush the Rashi also agrees to the Rambam. Do you want to say how long? So it disappears. It's doing your rotten. What's doing your rotten? It's nichol to get a save the chaynus. They want to say it for your chayfer on Shabbos. Meister can do it or not. So Meister, I said it stopped. In the different psalm, it brought down some of them was Mekel. However, the new Nishmas Avram, the new ones, he writes over there, he was chayzer. Now, again, I don't see him too that way. He was chayzer and said to me, Machmer. And why exactly said to me, Machmer? Maybe it's chayzer. The Rachab, the Jaiti, I'm not sure. He was chayzer and Kamami said you should not do it that way. And then he writes to Meister, he was Machmer, but Hashanah means that also, Helikal. He ends up recording to me, Noik Lahakma, like Dain Weiss, you should not be summoned upon the Tetter. Even though the Meister, maybe the Abundant, the Chayzer, the Shema Tekondi, you write it in English, you write it in Nafik Sab Shita, the Meister, so you should be Machmer. Why? Because Circle Circle, you have the Ram, Shalom, Ram, Mishnah. The Rambam is saying, anyone who is kind of something for Shabbos, according to the Rambam, that's not good of the Mishnah, or even if it's a Raisa. So we get to what comes out from our Sukkot when it says, Lechem is Kemis for Shabbos, is again the two different ways, it means either the Raisa, the Seifa, or the way how the means the Seifa, or the written form means the Raisa. And the Rambam means Biskayim and Tanatmoy, and we might before should be first to that, the Shaitim brings it down, Biskayim and Tanatmoy means, as long as Biskayim for Shabbos is the Oyvin and Seminatoro. On Atkan, but the Shem now was just focused on being like the Kalim. The main point to see is at least by off on the days and days on places, and to see the mission of simply the mission not after the Gemara, the mission of the involvement now, and places over there, and places in Erevin and the Rishonim, to see the Gedolah of Bin Mikhailim, and the Tzad Mechaber, it's similar to Yudal Tzibal, if you want to see the Gemara, the Tzad Mechaber, what together of Bin Mikhailim is. Well.
Is there any way to swim by Lego?
I don't.